Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Making sure this thing's working. Well, I thought I was going to one place, but after Brad coming up here, might be going to another place that's kind of highlighted. Might get to the other place. I don't know. So may your word go out in Jesus' name. But one of the things that happened when you were highlighting the point in Matthew 11, where verse 18 and verse 19, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he hath the devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous, a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. The thing that happened was John came preaching a message. The gospel. Jesus came preaching a message. The gospel. What they did was they would not receive the message. And because they wouldn't receive the message, they pointed out where they were at to justify themselves. But it didn't matter what John was doing. It didn't matter what Jesus was doing. What mattered was the message that they were preaching. That's what mattered. And it was Jesus coming. I mean, what did John say about Jesus? Behold, the Son of God. Pointed to the salvation. Jesus pointed to the salvation. But one of the things that I just wanted to highlight that. But one of the things that I saw, I mean, when Brad, you were talking about Paul coming into the hospital room and the thing that he says, man, if you had died, you would have gone to hell. See, the thing about that whole thing was that you were out of the boat and didn't know it. And somebody, the Lord loved you enough to send a servant of his unto you and tell you that you're out of the boat. Now see, you can perceive that in a way that is like, man, what did that man just do to me? I mean, he kicked me out of the boat. Well, no, he didn't kick you out of the boat. He was just pointing out where you are. He was loving you. And then threw you a lifeline. Get back in the boat. And see what happens a lot of times. See, that's an agape love that went down there. See, not a philios love, because a philios love would have been like, that's going to hurt his feelings, man. That's going to really hurt his feelings. I don't want to say that to him. That's going to be tough for him. And that seems so mean. No, it's so loving is what it was. Now, I want to go to John, the Gospel of John. And I want to start at, I want to go to chapter 3, verse 11. I believe this is where it's at, and I could be mistaken. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen. And ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. There's another scripture, and I really don't know if that's the one I was searching for, but where Jesus talks about his time is not yet come. His brother comes into the brethren comes and says, "You going down to the feast?" He goes, "My time is not yet come, but your time is here already. The world hateth me, but it doesn't hate you, because I testify that its deeds are evil." Now, the reason why I'm highlighting this is because what Jesus did, he didn't go around passing out condemnation. No, he was throwing a lifeline constantly. I mean, when that rich young man, that rich young ruler came to him and said, "Lord, what shall I do to be saved?" And he lists off the things. In the commandments, he left one out. Jesus said, "One thing thou lackest, go sell." "I've kept these things from our youth," the rich young ruler says. And Jesus says, "The one thing thou lackest, go sell everything that thou have, that you have. Give unto the poor and come and follow me." And he left grieved because he had many riches. The thing that was before the Lord and with that rich young ruler was his riches. And he left out that part that thou shalt have no other gods before me. And the riches was that rich young ruler's God. But I guess what I'm getting at in the midst of this is that's a very important thing. I've seen where the fruit, the peaceful fruit of righteousness, comes when somebody is actually willing to tell you the truth of where you're at and the way to actually turn around. See, that's an agape love. That's an agape love, because unless you know where you're at, unless that's highlighted that you're going the wrong way and you know, how else are you going to repent of it? How else are you going to repent of it and turn around? You're not. You're going to keep trying to do the same thing, and it does not work. It's not working very well. I thank God it doesn't work any very well. I praise him for that. When I'm going around doing my own stupid thing and it's not working very well, and it's all about me doing my own thing and it's not working out, and I'm going the wrong direction, praise God. And then praise God for my brothers and sisters and the Lord and the authority which the Lord has set over me to tell me just that. That way I can yet turn around. You know, and I look at just across the room of the things where things were told of people that, "Hey, you're out of the boat. You're out of the boat." And what happened was, because they were told they were out of a boat, a repentance happened. They actually grabbed a hold of the lifeline and came back in. And you can see the power of God manifested. Absolutely manifested. Corey, just this past week, the power of God manifested in his life. In a great way. In a great way. But before that, it didn't look so good for Corey. Before that, Corey was out of the boat. Weren't you, Corey, when you first came here? And Corey says, way out of the boat. All right, it was further than a week ago. But, I mean, praise the Lord. But what happened was he was told that he was out of the boat. We threw him the lifeline. We couldn't make him grab the lifeline. That was a choice he had to make for himself. But he threw him the lifeline. What did Corey do? He took the lifeline. And you began to see a change in Corey in a matter of quickly. I mean, it was like 2 days. I mean, I don't know, 3 or 4 days later, man, you seen a different Corey manifested. And he was about what? Then all of a sudden you seen him. He was about serving. He was about serving. Get a phone call. Hey, man, Corey's up and needs something to do, Phil. He wants to help out. Could you think he wants to mow your grass? He's there. He's willing. He's willing to be of use. Yeah, good. I got a lot going on, and I need the grass mowed. Not only did that, Corey just didn't mow my grass. He didn't just do what I asked him. There was all kinds of other stuff he was doing, and I was like, praise God, man. I didn't even look at those things, and he was getting some things squared away. Which kind of leads me to another point that I want to talk about. So, see, if you don't, if you're not willing, okay, if you're not willing to love with an agape love, then you would never let somebody know that they're out of the boat and throw them that lifeline. And at the same time, if you're not willing to hear the correction and hear that you're out of the boat and want to justify, I'm in the boat. And not willing to submit unto the Lord and grab that way out, you're not going to get the lifeline. I mean, there it is. It's not there for you to grab, but you're not going to grab it. See, it works both ways. In that passage also where it talks about in Matthew 11, and might have to turn back to it, you also have on the one side where Jesus said, we have piped unto you and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you and you have not lamented. You have so and so and so. And like Jesus was there to serve them, to give them the show. No. We are here to serve Him. And the error of our ways has been for so long, and I know that the error of the ways have been of so long is that people want to do their own thing. They're about their own business, and they want the Lord to turn around and serve them. And then they get mad at God when He doesn't honor that. Well, praise God He doesn't honor that. Because that would be detrimental for you. Why would He honor something that is going to drag you down to hell? That's not a loving Father. Not a loving Father at all. One of the things about when Corey turned around, what you've seen was Corey was wanting to serve the Lord. See, he repented of the way he was being, or the way he is, was being, yeah, let me put it that way. But at that state, was being, and he wanted to serve the Lord. And you've seen that switch. It was like a switch. It doesn't have to take years, days, months. It does not have to take long. You can turn around and make that choice now. Right now. You can repent right now. And say, Lord, just like you were saying there right there at work, Brad. Lord, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to do whatever. You hit your knees. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to here to do whatever, Lord. I'm here to serve you. Whatever you would have me do. What happened? The power of God met you, Brad. Met you, Brad. And what was manifested, it wasn't by any works that you have done. Nothing that you could manifest in yourself could not brought that change. Not a bit of it. That was the power of God, the Spirit of God. But you came to a place to what? Desperation, and also a place to serve Him and elect Him as your Lord, and you stop being it. And not relying on your own intellect, your own works, your own all these things that has been garbage, that has been ailing you for years. So don't stop going down that way. Amen? And that goes for all of us. It goes for all of you. All of you. I want to turn to another scripture. And I want to highlight the thing that happened with Corey's case and the charges being dropped before Corey was the power of God in that. That was the Lord moving in that. That was nothing that could be manifest. But Corey made a choice to serve Him. Brad, you made a choice to serve Him. But I want to go to John. We've got some time here. Huh? Yeah, but I'm going to move to a different passage. I'm sorry. Look, John 12 is where I want to go. John 12, 24. In John 12, 24, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." There you go. That's the word. That word is true. It says will, not maybe, not might, not should, not none of those things. No, it says will. That means that's a definite. But it's all putting down your own will, putting down your own self, and choosing Him, and being about His business, His plan. See, He has a plan, and you are more than welcome to get on it. More than welcome to get on it. Here's some great promises of the Lord right there. For you to get on that plan. But that's a choice you make. And let's face it, folks. When we're about doing our own will, how's that worked out for us? Not good. When we have chosen to be about His plan and serving Him, dying to ourselves and living unto Him, we are filled with joy, and you can see the love of Christ run abroad and be manifested, and He gets the glory. And it's a recognition. What happens, it's a recognition that it's the Lord that's moving there. It's the Lord that's moving there. It's not us. It wasn't by our power, our strength, any of those things. No, it's by His power, His strength. Now, Steve talked about us about walking in what? Faith and love. And he told us last week how you weren't doing it. Look, it's a highlight of where you're at. There's a lifeline that's been thrown out to you where you can yet grab and get on that boat, get on that plan, being about His business. See, we get it backwards way too much. God doesn't serve us. We serve Him. But what we see is the love of God shed abroad, where His love, He takes care of His servants. He takes care of His children. Amen. And He has done just that. He's a perfect, loving Father. So let's get on that plan. Let's turn around the way we've been going and get on His plan. Let us examine ourselves. Let's grab that lifeline. Amen. It's there for you. And that love where we love others with, it's not that philios love. You can see actually where the affection and the philios has done no good for anybody. But we've seen where the agape love, that agape love, how that has manifested in people's lives. And we've seen it right here. We have a testimony of it right here. And He's given us it to receive it and to give it out. Amen. So let's go forward, folks. Let's go forward in that faith and love. Let's turn around from where we've been. And let's be about a part of His plan, His body, His army. And let's be grateful that we just even have that opportunity to get on it. Amen.